Okay, cool. Hey, Shannon, how was Thanksgiving?
I got food poisoning.
Oh, no!
The Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
No! Well, okay, so at least it wasn't the Thanksgiving dinner that did it.
It wasn't the Thanksgiving dinner that did it, but I missed Thanksgiving. I was in bed till Friday night.
Oh, God.
I was
Shannon.
So, I've never had it that bad. I had stomach cramps that were so painful.
Like you grab and go kind of thing?
It was like stabbing pains. Oh, I was like bent over. I was like,
oh no.
Yeah, so I totally missed Thanksgiving.
I'm so sorry.
Well, the worst part is that I was supposed to bring the pie.
Mm.
So
you're like, I shouldn't be trusted with the pie.
I had a pumpkin pie in my house and I kept being like, I want to eat that pumpkin pie. And then I was like, oh, food.
Oh no. I mean, if it's any consolation, I think a lot of people fake food poisoning to avoid Thanksgiving. So you might have just been gathering the universal energy in some way. I don't know.
It was bad, though.
That is the absolute worst. The name of his podcast is Denver Orbit.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh. Denver Orbit.
Okay.
It's a really well-produced podcast. Way better than this one. Like. I mean, this one's good. I'm not gonna crap on us. We do a good job. But
I liked it.
But he's got like a bunch of extra equipment. He's very it's like it's more NPR, and this is more like, you know, goons in a basement, which is what we are.
Da brandy dough.
We got headphones. We got mics.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's enough. That's all you need.
We're doing it. We're living. Just so you know, Kelly. So because we're gonna do, you will have an opportunity to do plugs later as well.
Okay. Like I've never had anything to plug in my entire life.
There's got to be something.
This is it. This is what I would plug.
Listen to this episode. If you're already listening to this episode, you've
great
done
job.
It.
Mission accomplished.
You have done it.
Tell your friends.
And then sometime in January, let's talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, let's
talk
do it.
About the whole goddamn thing.
All the wars.
Yeah, from Liam Neeson to Alec Guinness. It's a veritable alphabet of something.
Who?
Long pause.
No, I was just trying to think of who you could say that would actually make it an alphabet. Like Alec Guinness to Zendaya. Is
yeah,
she in it?
Yeah, I wish, right? Kerry Russell's in the new one. Trying to think of who has a later in the alphabet name. Yeah, yeah, Zendaya would really help. Adrian Zemed would help, but he's busy doing all those Grease signings. Guys, I'm going to do the intro, and then we'll start the show. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right.
Woohoo!
You.
Sorry, I just took a big...
Let me get this brandy into my body first.
It's real sweet and caramely if you take a little bit, but it's got claws if you swallow. Yep. if you take a gulp.
That should be their tagline.
Yeah, it's
maybe
got claws.
It is. I couldn't get to the end of the tagline.
Sip, don't gulp.
Experience the smoothness. I thought it said madness.
Experience the smoothness.
Okay.
I thought it said madness. That would be a great tagline, too. If it's just like, experience the smoothness. Oh, I thought it said madness. Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, is Shannon Page. Shannon, how are you?
I'm great.
Great.
Great. Happy to be back.
Yeah.
Although the listeners don't know that.
The listeners
I've been
don't
gone,
know that.
But...
Yeah. Time has happened, listeners. We are much older than we were when last you heard from us. By a couple of weeks, I think. I don't know. Lots of things have happened, though. So, yeah, Shannon, yay! We're back.
Yay.
We're back and we're doing it again.
Yay. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was good. It was good. We did a little bit of family stuff with my dad and my stepmom down at a kind of family gathering thing. And then we went up to see Jenny's parents in Fort Collins. We got two Thanksgivings. And it was delicious. But
I used
also,
to do that. It's tough.
It is. It's
you got to eat a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is better, two or zero?
Uh-oh. Zero might be better.
Zero might be better.
Because two, it just comes with a lot of awkwardness also.
Two, you feel sick in a different way.
Yeah.
That is what Thanksgiving tastes like.
True.
Is nothing.
It's just a slurry. Salt. It's a slurry of American food production. Yeah. Our guest this week is a prolific writer, a performer, a very intelligent and kind person, Kelly Attaway.
Oh,
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about you?
No, that's specifically why I didn't write anything down.
Great.
For you.
No, that's perfect.
I'm a software developer at Pandora Radio. Please buy a subscription to that instead of Spotify.
Ooh, there you go. We got two lady software developers in the house.
You too?
Me too.
Sorry, I'm hitting the thing. Got so excited.
Oh, yeah. The springs are a little
It's
testy,
awesome. We're few
good.
And far between.
We yeah. are few yeah. and far between. We'll have to talk after this. Yes. Or right now.
Yeah, if you guys just want to talk about misogyny in the development area, like I can just.
Ooh, there's a man named I could tell you about.
I didn't know. Do you work remote? I didn't know Pandora was in Denver.
We're in Boulder. We've got a big infrastructure office in Boulder.
Yeah. Nice.
Big. It's like 30 people.
That's pretty big.
We are hiring.
Ooh.
Oh, she said she didn't have anything to plug.
Yeah.
She does.
Hiring Shannon. You hear
Girl,
that?
If you look
Shannon's
in.
Job? If you want to keep her, you're going to have to kick the money at her. That's how we're doing things around here. Hell, I'll take the job, too.
All right,
I
come
can't,
on over.
I can't develop software, but I certainly I love music, so right. I'm sure that's valuable somehow.
That's a job at Pandora.
Great!
I have an old roommate that's an A&R guy for Pandora.
Oh, cool.
Which
in
I always
Denver?
Thought, no, in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I always thought that I didn't realize Pandora actually went out to discover new artists, but I guess they do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. There's, we do a lot that people don't know about, including myself. I work so far away from the music part that I forget that we do the music part.
Is Pandora a secret sort of underground deep state cultist organization? Is
yes.
that what you're saying?
No. What?
She's flashing a pentagram pendant at me right now and shaking her head no, listeners. So I'm sure everything's going to be just fine here.
And now it's changing to another shape that if you like a pentagram, you might also like this.
Yeah.
I have
if
to
you
go.
Like pentagrams, you might also like a square. thank you for being on the show, Kelly. This is a, this
thank
a pleasure.
You for
having me. I'm glad we finally connected on it because, yeah. Because you're a lot of fun, and I thought this would be great. So hopefully you'll have a good time, and then you want to come back again.
All right, perfect. Can't wait.
Because that's really our stock in trade is finding people who are fun to be on the show, and then bringing them back.
Yeah,
and back and back.
That's how you can't get rid of me.
Yeah, no one can get rid of me either. So this week the theme is holidays. So as is tradition, as the guest, you get to choose whether you would like to go first in picking a topic number 1 through 10, or you can force Shannon to start so yeah. that you can just see where things are at.
I'll go first.
Okay, great. We'll pick a number 1 through 10.
3.
Number 3. Okay. Do you have a vague idea about a Hanukkah bush?
Lord, none at all.
Feel free to make something up. Or you can just say no and kick it to Shannon. It's up to you. No pressure.
Let's see. So a Hanukkah bush is a bush that you put ornaments on like a Christmas tree, but then you light on fire and throw messages in. It's when people do
like those paper lantern things that float
like
in the
paper
air.
Lantern yeah. things. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's what it is.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hashtag Moses, everybody.
Exactly.
Very good.
Couldn't remember if that which testament that was.
I mean, I don't know. There's like 3 good ones.
I don't know.
I have very limited knowledge of religion.
I've got
yeah,
none at
you,
all.
you did really, really well, Shannon.
Yeah,
what can you add about Hanukkah bush?
I think that pretty much nails it. I don't think it gets lit on fire. I could be wrong about that though, but I feel like it's a fairly modern thing to appease Jewish kids who are jealous of Christmas trees, so they get a Hanukkah bush instead. And every time we say Hanukkah bush, I want to say that it's something dirty from the 70s.
I do too.
But it's not.
Yeah, if anybody's seen...
Are you certain?
If anybody's seen Yentl, there was a nude scene with Barbra Streisand that was cut. Where the Hanukkah bush was presented. Yeah, a Hanukkah bush or tree, real or simulated, which that's a weird thing to add in there, Wikipedia.
Wait, would that be like that a like merkin, like a Hanukkah merkin?
Excellent. I think Hanukkah merkin might be the name of the episode. We've already hit it. Yeah, it's something that some North American Jewish families display in their homes for the duration of Hanukkah. It may, for all intents and purposes, be a Christmas tree without any Christian ornaments. Now, the practice is a bone of contention between those who see it as a menorah lookalike manifestation, as a distinctly Jewish plant badge, and those who regard it as an sort of assimilationist variation of Christmas tree. So it's semi-controversial. I think among Jewish communities, but this is all anecdotal from Wikipedia. We don't have someone to say that specifically.
But just North America, you said.
This pretty much just says North America. So it's very much, I think it's probably just the product of our consumerist sort of version of the holiday season. Yeah, it's like, we got to have a tree.
Because we got to put
the presents under something.
Mm-hmm.
And all this tradition just isn't doing it for me. I'm nine. Give me a Hanukkah bush.
Well, I mean, not to get on a soapbox, but that is kind of what we do here sometimes.
Oh yeah,
Christmas is
ruin
so commercialized yeah. and crammed down your throat from November 28th on, or whatever.
Honestly, before that,
yeah.
Right?
Like,
I feel like Halloween this year was like, hey, Christmas stuff's out.
Oh come on,
good luck.
And anybody that doesn't celebrate Christmas that has small children has a pretty big uphill battle to fight.
Oh, yeah.
To explain why they don't do that same thing that is everywhere.
Yeah. Are there like atheist bushes? Like how many other people are just doing Christmas trees?
Check our merch store. We're going to be selling a vague idea atheist bushes.
I think atheist merkin.
Atheist merkin. We could probably source merkins pretty affordably too. So I think that would be great. Yeah. I think it's interesting because it is like, I don't know. If a kid asked, like, well, why doesn't Santa come here? It's like, wait, you're upset that I don't let an old man break into our home during the middle of the night and steal cookies
asleep.
And milk and maybe leave gifts? Like, I don't know what the problem is.
Or maybe
here.
Leave coal?
Yeah.
You're willing to take that risk?
Yeah. This guy doesn't even get that climate change is real. He's going to leave coal here.
He's going to leave coal.
It's terrible. It's terrible. All right, good job, guys. I think we've won the war on Christmas. 3 points each. Well done. Well done on Hanukkah Bush.
We did it. I immediately want to congratulate you. I'm on your side.
No, considering that you made it up, that was very impressive.
Yeah. No, that was great. You hit it right on.
That was
perfect.
That was the peak, and it's just going to be worse from here.
Well, there's more brandy, so it'll be fine. Shannon.
Yes.
1 through 9.
I'll take number one.
Number one. Do you have a vague idea about the legend of the Christmas spider?
The legend of the Christmas spider.
Yeah.
Yes. The Christmas spider is a Christian spider.
Go on.
Portrayed by Christian Slater.
Who was in the manger making an amazing web when Jesus was born. And everybody was like,
it says some baby.
Everybody was like jumping around and waving their arms and his web was getting all torn up. But he didn't mind because the spirit of Christmas was in him. And he was like, please destroy these beautiful webs that I have built for he is born.
Oh, so he was like a doozer in Fraggle Rock. He was like, I build. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
I'm good with it. Great.
That's
great.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Kelly, what do you think? The legend of the Christmas spider.
You know, I had heard a slightly different story.
than the one I just made up right now.
The Christmas spider is a little bit like the Easter bunny in that he shows up at your house Christmas Eve and he leaves in you and your 7 siblings' shoes little treats and gifts. So 8 pairs of shoes total from the spider.
Okay. Okay, great. I mean,
But he only visits people that have 8 children?
No, you just get extra shoes if you only have like one or two kids.
God, that's a great deal. Because I really like shoes. I wouldn't mind really the Christmas like spider dropping some shoes off.
The treat to kid ratio is way better if you have fewer than 8 kids.
Oh, yeah.
More than 8. Now we get into trouble.
Hear that, American breeders? Have
then he
less
takes
kids.
Shoes.
I was really worried, too, that you were going to go to a place about, like, the spider laying eggs in
oh,
your
God.
Stuff. And then it was like, oh, hey, you get a Christmas spider.
No!
Definitely a scarier tale. Yeah, you both did really good. The legend, this is weird because I found this and I was like I gotta talk about this. It's just different. The legend of the Christmas spider is an Eastern European folktale that explains the origin of tinsel on Christmas trees.
Oh,
it is most prevalent in the Ukraine, where everybody knows the Bidens are up to no good, guys. Right? Trump is shit. But basically, in the Ukraine, small ornaments in the shape of a spider are traditionally part of the Christmas tree decorations.
That's
so the
terrifying.
Idea is that there is a spider that comes and shoots tinsel all over your tree.
Gross.
Yeah, because it represents the webs that were there at the birth of Christ.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm going to try and get points out of this.
Is Charlotte's Web kind of a Christ allegory? I mean, she sacrifices herself for the good of everybody.
Like I said, some baby.
Right? Yeah. We're covering a lot of ground here very quickly, guys. This is good. 3 points for Kelly. 4 points for Shannon.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's go to 4 points because you really tied it into Christmas in a hard way right away.
You did a good job.
All right. Kelly, 1 through 8.
7.
Number 7. Uh-huh. It's time to play Celebrity Anagrams.
Uh-oh.
For Celebrity Anagrams, I'm going to state a phrase. All of these celebrities have been in Christmas films or holiday films.
I've never seen a movie in my life.
Oh, no! Well, it's basically like a photograph, but somebody wiggles it around.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Moving picture. So I'm going to give you, I'm going to read the anagram and you just need to tell me the actor or actress's name that is in that anagram.
Okay.
And what I will tell you as a, I don't know, as kind of a hint is that because they're all Christmas movies, they're all going to be kind of on the nose. And if you're having trouble, I will tell you the movie that they're in to give you extra shot.
Is the anagram the movie or the celebrity?
The actor's name.
Okay.
Actor or actress's name. Okay. Number one for you, Kelly. Warm, jet, misty.
I am only experiencing panic. I can't. Warm, jet, misty.
Mm-hmm. Warm, jet, misty.
All right, what movie?
He was in It's a Wonderful Life. He was also in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
I know that I know what this is, but like I said, I'm only experiencing panic.
Can you do an impression?
Hold on.
I can't.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Oh,
very
God.
Good. Jimmy Stewart.
That was hard.
Yeah, I know. This.
I was like, I have an impression of him.
Do your Jimmy
no,
Stewart.
No, I won't.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll come back to it later in the show.
It's bad. I like to do it at bars because it's so funny.
Oh, your money's in Bill's house. I think we tried
Mine
to do this on the show. Oh, Mary, you hung the moon, Mary. All right. Good
well,
job.
I'll be.
That's good. Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Good. I like that. Okay. Shannon, this one's for you. So there are 3 total. So there's going to be one that's going to be kind of up for grabs. And you can pass if you don't want to do it.
I know.
Yours is Alack, Lunacy, I.
Alack, Lunacy. I'm just going to go straight to what movie is it?
It is, he was in a little film called Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
That is correct. Very good.
That was my instinct, but
yeah.
I wanted confirmation.
Very good. Okay, Kelly, back to you.
Oh.
This is
I'm so sweaty.
This is an actress.
Okay.
And the anagram is Aerially Nun. Aerially Nun.
N-O-N-E or N-U-N?
N-U-N. It's
A-E-R.
like it's going to help.
No, I mean, but hey, knowing which letters are involved actually really helps in an anagram. A-E-R-I-L or I-A-L-L-Y.
Wait,
aerially.
Sorry, start over.
A-R-E. R-E-L. No, I'm just messing with y'all now.
You're being such a buzz right now.
A-E-R-I-A-L-L-Y. That's
none.
So many L's. Okay.
Yes. She's got three. She's got two L's in her name. One in her first name and one in her last name.
What movie?
Love Actually.
Great.
I know it's a huge ensemble cast.
Colin Firth. I know you said actress.
Colin Firth is a very dynamic actor. You could play anybody.
Age is like a fine wine. Just none at all.
Aerially none at all. Sorry.
Damn, that's cold. Yeah, so you can pass if you'd like to.
I'm gonna have to pass.
Okay, passing to Shannon. Shannon.
Is it Laura Linney?
It is Laura Linney. Yes. Good job.
That's the Never only woman in Love Actually that I could think of her name.
Is Keira Knightley in that one?
Keira Knightley's in it. As is Emma.
That's what I was trying to get to, is Emma, but I can't remember her last name.
What is Emma's last name? Thompson.
Thompson.
Emma Thompson. Mm. Yep. Oh, that whole situation
I've
with Alan Rickman.
It, of course
what
not.
A bummer. It's a delightful little film.
Okay. I hate that movie.
You hate it?
Sorry.
All right. All battle right. it out.
Hot
hate,
take.
Hate
hot
actually.
Take. Game.
Hot take.
Convince me to watch or not to watch.
I actively hate that movie.
Why?
I think that it is pretty misogynistic.
It definitely is. Yeah. It has a serious problem with.
And almost everyone it is a terrible person, even the people that you're supposed to root for.
Okay.
And I don't want any of them to be happy.
I
spend the whole movie rooting against everyone. I guess only, I like hate watching it maybe a little
all right,
bit.
That's fun.
My only defenses are, I think Hugh Grant's character and
nope.
the girl that he,
nope.
the woman Uh-oh. He falls in love with are pretty okay.
No, he calls her chubby.
Rude.
That is problematic. You're right. Who is good in that movie? I guess
Emma
just,
Thompson. Emma Thompson is the only one.
No, Emma Thompson.
Beyond reproach.
No, the two people who are acting out the porno movie for lighting, they don't say anything bad. They're both very genuine.
Just making
and,
a paycheck.
Yeah. So that tells you what kind of movie it is. The only people that aren't terribly misogynistic and terrible people are two people that are naked pretending to have sex so that they can allow the porno directors to light the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's a Christmas
heartwarming Christmas tale.
Great job. Shannon, 3 points. Kelly, 2 points. And Shannon, we're back to you. 1 through 7.
I'll do number 4.
Number 4. Do you have a vague idea about Diwali?
I do. It's a holiday in India. I think it's known as the Festival of Lights there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of lanterns and fireworks involved. And I think it might be a 2-day festival, although I'm not 100% sure on that.
Very good. Very good. Kelly, can you add anything about Diwali?
The only thing I can add is I think they also do like I think at the festival they like throw handfuls of colored like chalk on each other so that everybody is colored. And I think it's
like the color run.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of like that. And it was just recently. It wasn't that long ago. Last month, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It was last month.
That's it. That's all that I've got.
Great. Yeah. Diwali is one of the coolest holidays that I think I've, like, I mean, it's been around for a really long time, but I've sort of recently discovered it, and, you know, that's how whiteness works. But it's the Hindu Festival of Lights. It typically lasts 5 days. It's celebrated during the Hindu lunisolar month of Kartika, which is between mid-October and mid-November. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most popular festivals in Hinduism. It symbolizes the spiritual victory of light over darkness. Good over evil and knowledge over ignorance. Like, we all need more of that. Because the only holiday we celebrate in the winter is the victory of spending over emotional connection, I think.
Presence over people?
Yeah, presence over presence in a lot of cases.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to see you, but have an Xbox.
That's a good tagline for Christmas. Yeah. Christmas, presence over presence.
Yeah, who needs it?
I think there was an episode of The Office where they were celebrating Diwali.
There's a Diwali episode of The Office.
And Michael Scott told his girlfriend it was a costume party, so she showed up like a cheerleader.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And then he proposed to her. It was awkward.
Oh, because it's what's-her-face, right? Jan?
No, it was the other one, the real estate agent that he dated briefly.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I rewatched The Office while I had food poisoning. Oh, no.
So it's fresh.
I was like, what's something I can put on that'll like kind of distract me, but if I fall asleep in the middle, I won't be sad. You're not gonna be mad.
But it'll be soothing the whole time, too. It's not going to be like, oh, God, there's a lot of vomiting on this show. I don't feel good about this. It's also, it connects to, Lakshmi, Sita, Rama, Vishnu, Krishna, Durga, Kali, Davantari, and Vishvakarman as Hindu gods. So yeah, great job. You guys both did very well at that. I'm going to give you each a point.
I'll admit that I also have the whiteness problem. The only reason I really knew about it is because the company I work for outsources some work to India. Mm. And every year at Diwali, we have to account for the fact that they're going to have 5 days off. And
oh, geez.
Yeah.
And
that's much more woke than, sorry, Pandora's great. And we also give 5 days off. No. We do celebrate.
I mean, we don't get it. We just know that the people that work in India won't be working that day. Mm, so that when queues get bigger and stuff, we're like, yeah. What's, is everything broken? And we're like, no, it's just Diwali. It's just Diwali.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, when I worked at the kite store, because I was telling you about that mm-hmm. earlier, like we would order products from China. Were manufactured there, and February, March, stuff doesn't get done because it's Chinese New Year, and you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just how it is.
It's the benefit of outsourcing. You get to learn other cultures' holidays.
Yeah. You get to blend with other cultures.
It's terrible.
I guess. It is fun, though. It's fun to learn.
Yeah. We should have probably learned before that. But
absolutely. Yeah.
Being that all the information has been readily available for a very long time, which is, yes, the terrors of whiteness. Great job. Yeah, you each got a point for that. And we're back to Kelly. 1 through 6.
3.
Number 3. Do you have a vague idea about Xmas?
Is this separate from Christmas?
I mean, it's...
Is it?
It is and it isn't. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Just an abbreviation for Christmas. I feel like I learned when I was little, growing up in a Baptist church, so I don't know how true this is that the X was like the cross on which Jesus was crucified.
That's
but
what
like
I learned too.
At an angle. Yeah.
My family was also Baptist.
Okay.
Not my parents, but my grandparents.
So I don't know
we're
if
so
this is
alike.
We're so alike.
Did we just become best friends?
I think we might have.
I'm really excited for this because I like both of you so much. This is great. We just don't need any other guests anymore after this. We'll send Josh
Perfect.
Home. We'll just do another episode.
So I don't know. Should I talk about Christmas?
You talked about the abbreviation part. I think that's good. You can talk about Christmas if you want.
No,
I don't
that's
care.
Fine. Yeah. We all know what Christmas is.
Yeah. Great. Shannon, anything to add about Xmas?
No, that's exactly always how I learned it, too, was that the...
That's bonkers.
The
it
X
sounds
was
super
the cross.
Made up.
But also that you're not really supposed to do that because mm-hmm. it takes away from the...
You're taking the Christ out of Christmas?
Maybe. Or maybe you're just not being solemn and sad enough about it. I don't know. The Baptists...
A crucifixion is serious.
The Baptists want you to be really, upset about something. So
I had Catholic grandparents, so I know all about being serious about the crucifixion. There were crucifixes everywhere, and it's just tiny little action figures of Jesus bleeding.
Figures.
I mean, that's what it is. Like,
you're right. You're not wrong.
People buy Hummel figurines. Other people buy a man bleeding to death and suffocating under the pressure of his own body weight while he hangs by nails from a cross
and Ew! Rolling his eyes.
Yeah,
he's like,
sweet?
Oh, not this again.
Xmas is the common abbreviation for the word Christmas. It has variants such as Xtemas, so that's Xtemass. Which originated as handwriting abbreviation for the typical pronunciation. But the X comes from the Greek letter chi, which is the first letter of the Greek word Christos, which comes from Christ, which becomes Christ
right.
in English.
It's a cross. It's a cross kind of on its side.
It's the cross on its side.
Although then, why didn't they just call it Temus at that point? That's more Rossi.
That's not the game we're playing.
Little Teemus.
Little Teemus.
There is a common misconception that the word Xmas stems from a secular attempt to remove the religious tradition from Christmas, which is inaccurate. And, interesting. So, style guides and etiquette. It's deprecated by some modern style guides, including those for the New York Times, Guardian, BBC, and in the Vogue 1948 Book of Etiquette, states that Xmas should never be used in greeting cards, which I don't know. I mean,
all right,
get with it. But anyway, yeah, so it's the X is the Greek letter, chai. So it's an abbreviation for Christmas. It's great. It's great stuff. You guys are probably also correct.
I feel like we're correct. There's no way that we both made that.
No, I'm not going to. I mean, I'm not going to punish you for whatever brainwashing you received from the Baptist Church. 2 points each. Very good. Shannon, we're back to you. 1 through 5.
5.
Number 5. It's time to play Shannon's favorite not game. From the makers of Pomme ou Pomme de Terre, it's La Chose Francaise Arbitraire.
I'm liking this one a little bit more. Right? I like
this one. It's better. So Shannon, what's it beginning to look a lot like?
I'm doing like a John pause here.
I like it.
I'm trying to be too clever. I should have just gone with the answer. It's beginning to look a lot like a consumerist holiday where everyone is rushing around just trying to buy shit to wrap up and put under a tree.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Also known as Xmas.
Also known as Xmas, where the X is the cross turned on its side to be sassy. It's a sassy little side cross.
What an insane thing we both learned.
That's the beauty of religion, though, isn't it? It's a lot of insane things that a lot of people all learn.
And now it's fact.
True.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Shannon. Yeah. Kelly, what's it beginning to look a lot like?
She stole my answer. a frigid terrain that could soon become a very hot terrain. Climate change is what I'm getting at.
Oh, wow. It is beginning to look a lot like that.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
This weather is weird and that's very bleak. I like that a lot. The correct answer was impeachment. Of course, by the time this airs, we'll know that he wasn't impeached and that there's absolutely nothing we can do. But yeah, Kelly, you're going to get 5 points.
Okay, now who's bleak?
Always me. It's always me. Shannon, 3 points.
All right.
And great job. Great job on La Chose Francaise Arbitraire, which is French for the arbitrary French thing.
Gotcha.
The only part that's French is the name. But it was born from the Pomme ou Pomme de Terre game. That's fortunate because
I don't know French.
Yeah.
It all started because Nate started taking French on Duolingo, and I think he just wants to show off that he knows how to say stuff.
I hit a streak of 302 days today.
Did you really?
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time. I've been doing it a long time.
I don't think I've done anything for 302 days straight, and that includes like brushing my teeth.
You've been watching The Office for 302 days straight. We've been doing this podcast pretty much straight, too. I mean, for what it's worth.
302
well,
days.
Not every day, but like we're always here in spirit, right?
So if you round up.
Yeah. 63, round up, 302.
That's it.
Yeah, it's great. okay. So Kelly, we're back to you. And it's 1 through 4. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, good. I thought so.
Are we all certain?
Yes.
I'm not.
No, we're
You've got a screen in front of you. What does it say?
No, we definitely have 4. I was just making sure that it wasn't your turn.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
number 4.
Like, I don't know how many are left.
I have no idea. I was trusting you.
You're looking at the questions. Count them.
Got all the information. Great. Do you have a vague idea about Boxing Day?
I know that when I told my therapist I was coming on this show, she was like, what about Boxing Day? And we had a good laugh, and I was like, ha ha ha, don't need to look it up. Day after Christmas, big old day in Canada and England, not so much the US.
Yep.
It is a bank holiday there, so they do get off work. That's it. That's all I know.
Great. Yeah, you're correct on every count. Shannon, what can you add about Boxing Day?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had going on. There's probably a meal involved, maybe.
All right.
Maybe they're cleaning up their boxes. It's the day they throw out all the boxes from the day before.
They're punching each other. I don't know.
They're like, oh, we got to clean up all this shit that we unwrapped yesterday, and it all came in boxes.
Gotta put
so
away
now it's
all
Boxing
the...
Day. Yeah. Actually, I did when I was a little kid think that's what it was. Like, it was the day to clean up the boxes from Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's not unreasonable.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put all the Christmas spider stuff in the box afterwards. Yeah, Boxing Day is a secular holiday celebrated after Christmas Day. It originated in the UK and is celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. December 26th is your day, and it is a bank holiday. There are competing theories for the origins of the term, none of which are definitive. So you've got from the 1830s saying the first weekday after Christmas Day observed as a holiday on which postmen, errand boys, and servants of various kinds expect to receive a Christmas box. So people who weren't in your family that you didn't gift on Christmas Day, you would gift them the day after.
A second tier gift.
Yeah, as a like...
The re-gifting day.
We thought of you too. Yeah, yeah.
The re-gift tip. The re-gift tip.
Yep.
We got this great pair of shoes, but due to child mortality, the child died. So here you can have them. So you got that. It's also a custom for tradesmen to collect Christmas boxes of money or presents on the first weekday after Christmas, the way that you might pay your postman by giving them cookies or something and leaving them in the mailbox.
Okay.
Things that
which
I
you should
think...
do. I found out not a lot of my friends do that.
No,
I do that.
I, that's the thing. Like I've been bad about doing it because I just don't think I ever thought that it was a thing. But I'm going to try to do it this year.
You can't...
Leave them even just like a card in the Dropbox.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
You can't give them money. They're not allowed to accept money, but they can accept baked goods and...
What about booze?
Probably.
Okay.
I know food stuff is allowed.
Okay.
I don't know about booze.
I mean, I'll just put it into like a homey looking jar and be like, it's jam. Wink.
And I put it in my mailbox with a little letter that says, for you, thank you. Because I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the idea of a brand of booze that just says it's Jam Wink on the bottle.
That is a good idea.
I'm going to quit my job, start a business.
Yeah, let's just start it.
I feel like it needs to be everything. Moonshine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can have all kinds of different flavors, but it's just like, it's Jam Wink. I mean, the packaging makes itself. It's great. Yeah. Excellent work. 2 points each.
Yeah. Tip your mailman was the takeaway from that question. Yeah.
Tip your... Letter carrier.
Thank you.
Okay.
And anyone else that you can. If you have the means, tip everybody. Yeah. Everybody
tip
loves
everybody.
To be tipped.
People who keep showing up to do things for you and you just take them for granted, don't take them for granted.
When in doubt.
They're humans and they have healthcare needs and, you know.
If you say to yourself, should I tip this person? The answer is yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
You right.
Great work.
Especially at this time of year. Especially.
Damn right. Damn right. Post Diwali season. We got to get at it.
It is the season.
So Shannon, we're back to you. There are three left.
I'll go with number
three. Two or three. Okay. It's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
All right.
This time on Fuck, Marry, Kill, you have a choice between Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, Hanukkah Harry, and Robot Santa Claus from Futurama. Who are you going to fuck? Who will you marry? And who will you kill?
Okay. I got to kill Mr. Hanky because... Mm-hmm. He's poo.
Yeah.
And that voice. I don't want to be married to that voice, and I don't want to fuck that voice.
That's enough.
Yeah, you're going to... There are serious infection concerns to any sort of closeness.
And you just got over being sick.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need more poo in my life.
Okay, good. So Hanky's dead.
I have to admit I'm unfamiliar with the robot from Futurama.
So it's voiced by John Goodman.
Okay.
It is a robot that was programmed to find out who was naughty and who was nice, but because he was overprogrammed, he assumed everybody was naughty, so he is a vigilant yeah, war robot for Christmas. He thinks everybody's naughty, so he just comes in once a year and tries to kill anybody who's outside. But he's good looking. For a robot.
I'm going to marry that robot.
Okay.
Mostly because I kind of want to marry John Goodman.
Yeah.
Because I think John Goodman is amazing.
He's very talented. He's got a good voice.
And
it's a voice to fall asleep to.
It's a
you know what
voice.
I mean?
Yeah. And yeah. Dan Connor.
Yeah.
Is that what he was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome husband. I would totally love to be married to Dan Connor. He was a total sweetie.
Okay.
He stuck by her through the Ambien thing and everything.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
It was great. Yeah, so I'm gonna marry, and also a robot that thinks everybody's naughty. I could get into being married to that.
Yeah, all right. Everybody's naughty.
And then Hanukkah Harry was John Lovitz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try anything once.
Okay, great. I assume there's a Hanukkah bush involved, so you'll be fine.
I don't have to make any changes. I could be the.
Yeah, it's either a no manscaping situation or whatever. Excellent, well done, Kelly. Who you gonna fuck? Who you gonna marry? Who you gonna kill?
So also gonna kill Mr. Hankey for all of the aforementioned reasons.
Oh sure, sure.
It's just too dangerous. The risks are too high.
Yeah.
I'm going to. What were the other two?
So you have Hanukkah Harry. And Robot Santa Claus.
Robot Santa Claus. I don't know. I'm unfamiliar with both of them. So I'm going to fuck Robot Santa Claus.
Great.
For the same reasons that you were going to marry him. It just sounds fun to be a dirty girl.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You're naughty. You're immediately naughty. There's no way around it.
Exactly. That just sounds like a fun, weekend that I don't tell my Hanukkah husband about.
Ooh, there you go. Later. Yeah.
If it hadn't been voiced by John Goodman, that was going to be my option.
Yeah,
but John Goodman sent it into marriage territory.
No, you made the right call.
Really, the only downside to Hanukkah Harry is you have to listen to John Lovitz talk for the rest of your... Well, I mean, this...
Listen, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so...
Yeah, I mean, my voice isn't anything great to listen to, so there's it's right there. Great. Good job, guys. That was great.
We did it.
Very good.
We did it.
Very good. 3 points each. And Kelly, one or two?
Two.
Number two. Okay, it's time for the Thunderdome.
Are you really going to put in a thunder sound effect?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, yes, I know that I've been listening and I know that you do that.
You are an avid listener. This week on the Thunderdome, you have to decide who would win between the 2006 film The Holiday, starring Cameron Diaz, Jack Black, Kate Winslet, and who the other guy is.
Jude Law?
Yes, it is Jude Law. Or the 1953 film with Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn, Roman Holiday.
Mm.
In a battle to the death, who wins? The Holiday or Roman Holiday?
So, no, you know what? I think I'm getting The Holiday confused with another movie. The Holiday has no time travel? That's correct?
You might be thinking of The Lake House.
I'm thinking of The Lake House.
Which does have time travel and features Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. Whoops. Which if we were playing recast, Shannon would have already done it.
My mistake. I think I'm still going to go with The Holiday winning for the following reasons. One, Jack Black. Uh-huh. So scrappy.
Yeah.
He's going to tackle Audrey Hepburn. She doesn't stand a chance. Two, that's four people against two.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a third. Comedy's rule of third fails here.
No, but that was the punchline, is that we're expecting the third.
Mm.
You didn't include it.
Nope, just the two.
Because you're very avant-garde in your comedy.
I've always
liked that about you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like that you respect that about me.
Oh, yeah. Shannon.
I got to go Roman Holiday.
Okay.
Because one. Gregory Peck is dashing. And a lot of good life lessons there. And I feel like he could teach the people from The Holiday, much like he taught Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ooh, oh, we're pulling from other aspects of the Peck oeuvre.
Yeah, the Peck.
That's a good essay.
I think he's going to get pecky on him. And they're going to be like, let's fight. And he's going to be like, you don't need to fight. You just need to stand up for what you believe in. And they're going to be like, oh, you're right, Gregory Peck. And then he's going to be like, bam!
Okay.
And I feel like
was
Audrey...
that him dropping the scooter on them from the Roman Holiday poster?
Yeah. Or Audrey Hepburn. He's going to pick her up because she's tiny.
She's and like he's, 90 pounds.
But is that how they're inter-fighting?
He's gonna, hold on. He's going to spin Audrey over his head like a helicopter and knock them down with
this
her.
This is turning into a very WWE this is, situation.
Exactly. We've yeah. got a tag team.
I mean, it's the Thunderdome. Anything goes.
Yeah. You right.
So yeah, Gregory Peck is going to use his charm and his shaming and his ability to throw Audrey Hepburn at people, and he's going to win.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. I mean, I think everybody probably had some ability to throw Audrey Hepburn at people, but
little.
Yeah. Just a little lady.
Just a teeny tiny
just
gal.
Just a little guy. Great job. Let's see. Kelly, 4 points. Shannon, 3.5 points.
Every time we do Thunderdome, I picture that show on MTV from the late mm-hmm. 90s.
Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Every time. I'm just like, what would happen in Celebrity Deathmatch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There'd just be clay exploding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Black would do well, though.
Oh,
I think that's
yeah.
the thing. Like, the fact that, like, Jack Black is scrappy enough that I think he would charm both of them briefly.
I think you're right.
Distracting
yeah.
them. And then Jude Law is going to do all the underhanded shit. Like, yeah. that's what Jude Law is there for. He's going to be like, yeah, I appear to be dashing and British, but I'm actually going to
nefarious
poison you behind your back. Yeah.
I think that's Kate Winslet's role.
Oh, it's yeah. her too.
You right?
There is a dirty British coalition going on in that movie. And Cameron Diaz is going to try to do an accent and fail, and
it's
that'll
gonna
be
fine. Embarrassing for
yeah,
everybody.
But it'll be great.
We'll all move past it because she is charming.
She is. She really is. She's magnetic. Yeah, so great. We have one topic left. Shannon.
I'll take it.
Okay. It's time to play fake ad reads.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. So we've got two ads here. One ad each.
Okay.
So Shannon, you know how sometimes you're in a conversation, right? And somebody says something and you really wish you had just the perfect response. But you don't think of it until later. You feel like you're George Costanza from Seinfeld, right? Where you're like, you're going to put the seafood out of business. Whatever you said. I can't remember now.
The ocean called.
They're running out
of shrimp.
Yeah.
the jerk store called and they're running out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, what if I told you
mm-hmm.
that there was a new service, a subscription service
mm-hmm.
called Quip?
Ooh.
Where you could get...
I think that already exists, it and it's does. It sells toothbrushes.
I know, it oh. does. That's the joke, guys.
No, we're going to see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not going to cut that, so it's fine. Yes, it is. It is a toothbrush brand that exists, but they have yet to sponsor us. So,
all right.
What if you needed a witty response to something, and there was a service called Quip, and they would send you a box full of little sheets of paper that had great comebacks on them. Wouldn't that be great, Shannon?
I would love that.
Wouldn't you love that?
I would love that.
Imagine you're in a fight with your lover. It's a tempestuous argument, and you're at your Tuscany villa.
My lover,
the
and I
sun
always,
is setting.
That always happens.
There is the candles are burning down yep. to their very very
bases.
Have
you been spying on me?
I have been actually. Yeah, I have Nest cameras all over everything.
All over my Tuscan villa.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's wine everywhere, and you're in the middle of the throes of passion.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says something like, well, why don't you get the pizza this time? And you need a comeback.
I'll say, you're a pizza.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, no, that made no sense. I wish I had a quip.
Yeah. I wish I had a quip.
I wish I had a quip, and I wish that every 30 seconds that quip would vibrate, letting me know to move on to another quip.
That's the thing, right? Because a lot of times people get stuck on what they think is an excellent quip, right? You're like, I delivered that. I'm going to drop the mic. Well, guess what? It wasn't time yet. You got to pick that mic back up. You got to go 30 more seconds, and then you can drop that mic. That's the service that we're talking about with Quip.
I'm going to sign up for that.
Great. Well, hey, use promo code.
Is there a promo code?
You're going to want to go to quip.com and enter the promo code A Vague Idea. And you can get yourself a month free of quips so that you can settle your lifetime discussions, arguments, and even just, you know, petty squabbles with a plum.
You're a plum.
Are you already signed up for the service?
Oh, my God.
Very good. Thank you. That was good. That was good. Okay. All right. So, Kelly.
So nervous, so sweaty again.
You know, I think the most irritating thing in all of life, right, is like, is you've got all these rooms in your life, right? You have a bedroom. You probably have a living room. You everybody should have a bathroom, I hope. And then you've got like maybe an office, right? But a lot of these rooms are round. There's oval rooms. There's circular rooms. There are rooms that are like octagons. And it's just really confusing. And you just find yourself saying, I wish I had a square space. Well, guess what?
I was almost there.
And I know because we are very good friends. We go back mm-hmm. a long yeah. way. That you constantly are like, God, you know, I can't. How am I going to hang artwork on these round walls?
It's impossible. I just want to look at beautiful paintings all day, every day. I need that square space.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? You're gonna bend the Mona Lisa into a round room?
Impossible.
Like some sort of fucking monster? No. Exactly. We need Squarespace. And Squarespace is a really great service that takes any room or space and squares it off for you.
I have so many round rooms that they could do a great job in.
You know what's great, though?
Tell me.
They can also square up triangular rooms.
So it's not just circles.
No, it's not.
What about a rhombus?
Oh, they'll turn a rhombus into a square.
Thank God.
It is amazing. You guys are killing it.
It is amazing what they will do. Look, I think, like, okay, we've all been in like a public restroom, right?
Mm.
You've been in a public restroom.
Yeah, many times.
And you're like, oh no. The walls are they're not uniform. So curved. There's curves. You're like, I don't know. I can't
Gross.
Tell what's going
it's
on.
Unsanitary.
It is. It's on curves. The bottom line, people, is that curved walls are unsanitary. Because you know what a curve is? Is it's billions upon millions of tiny angles. And you know what's in those angles?
Gross.
Feces.
This has been the holiday episode of A Vague Idea.
Squarespace. It's a great place to build a square room. Thank you, Kelly. That was great.
Yeah.
Very good.
Felt good.
Yeah, no, that was excellent. All right, here we go.
You didn't give a promo code.
Oh yeah, promo code A Vague Idea. Go to Squarespace, A Vague Idea. Great work. 5 points each. And I'm going to add up the scores now because we've reached the end of the game. So please talk amongst yourselves about something. Maybe you can talk about your shared career situation.
Don't tell us what to do.
No, I'm not. I'm merely making suggestions. Do whatever you please. I'll be over here adding things up.
I have been watching Christmas themed horror movies.
We for sure just became best friends. If we didn't earlier, we just did. So Krampus.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Okay.
It's on my
I
list.
I also haven't watched that one. What are the other?
So I watched Jack Frost.
Okay. I have not watched that in a trillion years.
Is that
years.
The one where a snowman kills yes. Shannon Elizabeth with his
yes.
nose?
Yes.
That's the one.
No. While she's in the shower?
He kind of, it's uncomfortable.
He fucks her to death.
He kind of fucks her with his carrot nose.
Yeah.
And then he kills her.
Yeah.
It's a serial killer who is genetically dissolved into snow, and the snow takes on
and
his personality.
Is it? It's somebody.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
There's nobody. Well, Shannon Elizabeth is
well,
in it.
Well, yeah, I guess that's it.
Jack Frost, let's see. I also watched A Christmas Horror Story.
Wait, I don't know this one either.
It's an anthology of...
Is that the one where the Santa is massacring people in the mall?
Spoiler alert.
No,
no,
that's...
I'm not...
Oh, there are just multiple movies.
I lost count.
But Shatner. Shatner's in it.
Shatner's yeah. in this one. Okay.
He's the glue.
He's the yeah.
He's like
he's
a radio.
The,
host.
He's the radio host that ties together
it's
all
a,
the stories.
It's a Canadian anthology.
It sounds
it is.
And
great.
He's Canadian.
I am on board.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm all set on so December 5th, which is in the past, and not this Thursday, is Krampus night.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm all set to watch Krampus that night. But there's also a Swedish one called Saint.
Oh,
where
is
Saint
it scarier?
Yeah, it's Saint Nicholas. as a cardinal demon Satan thing that goes around and kills people on December 5th.
Oh, wow.
I am so excited for all of these.
It's not the horrible Val Kilmer movie.
No,
it's not that
dread.
Horrible.
No, it's real bad.
But it's not great.
But it had a good soundtrack.
Elizabeth Shue was a nuclear physicist.
And she was a babe. She was great in it.
She was tip-top. He was checked out.
He was
in an almost
looked great
Island
in those
of
leather
Dr.
pants.
Moreau scenario. Yeah.
And I did love that soundtrack.
Ooh, yeah, true.
That was the beginning of EDM before we called it EDM, and we just called it techno music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was just called techno.
Here are some other ones on my list. Black Christmas. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Ooh.
Tales from the Crypt, the movie, has a Joan Collins Christmas. It's another anthology. Okay. One of them's a Joan Collins Christmas Evil section.
Okay. I am so excited.
I'll share my IMDb list with you.
I am so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That was actually the worst part about getting food poisoning is I was all set on Thanksgiving to watch a movie called Thanksgiving.
I've heard of this one.
Where the turkey is.
I'd never seen it.
I think so.
I was so excited. It was on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. I was all ready. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do it. I'm too sick.
I just have to watch The Office. Because
I don't want to miss anything.
You don't
want to
miss it.
Yeah. Well, if there's viscera, you don't want to deal with viscera when you're not feeling great.
True. That's another good point that I hadn't considered.
But I still have it on my list for next year. Perfect. You don't need to exhaust
There's
all your holiday
one coming up.
Movies. Yeah.
No, and that's one of my favorite things. I'm trying to I try to get Jenny to watch a bunch of horror movies during Halloween season. And I'm going to try to push more of this stuff, but we'll see how it works.
The Christmas.
I'm really the only one that likes it. So
there's
a whole lot of like.
No, come over anytime.
Well, I know that's the thing. We need to start some sort of just movie club where we get together to watch something horrible. That's a horror
terrible
movie.
Horror movies.
And and Kelly, you would be like, we should all just do a thing, and we can just because one of the best movies that Shannon and I have ever watched is Shark Avalanche, which was a delightful, delightfully awful movie. But it is set in winter.
Even you could almost call it a Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's a season.
Because they're ghost sharks on a mountain in the snow.
They're like ancient Indian. They're like ancient Indian burial ground shark spirits.
Okay.
That show up and then they just start eating, you know, skiers and snowboarders.
Sounds fun.
Teens in hot tubs.
But the Christmas horror movie genre is tough because they are almost all Santa killing people.
Yeah.
Like I want a Christmas horror movie that's a little outside that box.
Yeah, we're a regular serial killer who happens to be operating on Christmas.
Or, you know, I want like an elf that's gone bad.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
I want
a
gingerbread man.
Evil toys.
Yeah. Is
Child's Play a Christmas movie? Because I think it's gifted as a
Gremlins.
Christmas gift.
Gremlins.
Right?
Is
yes, Gremlins is. Well, and Gremlins is an excellent.
Two, right?
Both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah. The original Gremlins has the whole Phoebe Cates monologue about how her dad
dressed as Santa and died in the chimney. Yeah.
That's there for like no reason in the middle of this child's movie.
So good.
Anyway.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I'm going to be rewatching that one this year also, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a good list of Christmas movies. We watched Home Alone and we watched Elf already, just to sort of start the season. I'm trying to think of other stuff that I want to watch.
Like actual Christmas movies or horror Christmas movies?
Oh, no, I want to watch horror Christmas movies too, because the beauty is like...
Have you seen Rare Exports?
No.
That's a good one.
Oh, no, I do. I'm very familiar with what Rare Exports is, though. It's short, right?
No, it's a full-length movie.
Is it a full-length?
I watched it last year, so it's not on my list this year, but it's another Danish movie?
Yeah, it's Danish or Scandinavian.
Like, they like find a body in the snow, and it turns out to be like... creepy Santa mummy guy, and he comes back to life and like starts killing people.
Yeah, right.
What's it called?
Rare Exports.
Okay. Rare Exports. That's a plug for you guys, huh? What do you think of that? Take your plug, you filthy animal.
I should have been taking notes. Oh, I'll just re-listen.
Yeah, yeah. This will be on. You'll.
It's the 22nd. You still have 3 days 22nd. To watch.
Yeah,
you got all these
lots
movies.
Of time. Yeah. Hey, I got the scores. Tabulated. This was a very close game.
It felt it.
And
it felt
and
mm-hmm. felt good.
Kelly, congratulations. You have won. You have won with 30 points. Shannon, 29.5 points.
Ooh, very
super,
close.
Super close. Yeah, you know, you guys bonded over your shared understanding of the cross tipping over and making an Xmas, among other things. This was phenomenal. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
And I hope you'll come back. We'll definitely invite you back.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know.
Hell yeah.
If you say no, the listeners will know. Because we'll just troll you all the time.
No, I am on board.
Excellent. Good. Oh, this was so much fun.
This was
a good time. Yeah, I'm so glad. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
No.
No?
I don't have any.
Other than the Pandora is hiring.
Pandora is hiring, allegedly.
Allegedly, they're hiring. Software developers. Which is weeks ago. They might not be hiring by the time this airs. Shannon, plugs?
I mean, other than those Christmas horror movies, watch yourself some good Christmas horror movies.
Yeah.
I can name some more, maybe.
I want to hear them.
Wait, can I look at my list?
Yeah, look at your list. I'll plug Steno real quick because they're our host here.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed
to do that.
Oh, I
know, because you always do that, but that's you're not supposed to. This isn't a role-based
thing. That's
true.
Thing. I just kind of picked it up.
You just always graciously taken the reins, which I appreciate. StenoDenver.com. This is a co-working space in Denver, Colorado. It's a super cool, hip place to hang out. It's beautiful. Kelly, you said it's just cute
it's
up
so
and down.
Cute. Yeah. Top to bottom.
Yeah. It's top to bottom cute, guys. So, you know, if you need a place to work and you can pay a little bit of money but not a lot of money, like, this is a good place to come work. You can come work here. You can hang out. And if you have a podcast, you can even probably record your podcast here because they have great equipment that Rex acquired for us, which is just super lovely.
Seriously.
Yeah.
If I worked remote, I would come here.
That's my big dream is to figure out a way to just, like, I mean, because I'm here anyway, but like to work for myself and be here anyway, you know, just take
I'm
it
like
up
to work here.
Take it up an extra notch. Yeah.
Black Christmas, Christmas Evil, Jack Frost, Another Black Christmas,
ooh.
Silent Night, Deadly Night,
ooh.
Anna and the Apocalypse,
oh.
Christmas Horror Story, Krampus, and I believe there's another Black Christmas coming out this
ooh.
Year.
Okay.
It's three versions
Blackest
of Black Christmas.
Christmas.
They're just constantly remaking it.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's
the
cool.
one coming out this year is with Imogen Poots.
Ah, nice.
It's one of our favorite actress names.
Isn't
it's
Black,
a great name.
It's a great name. Isn't Black Christmas a song, too?
How would that
or
go?
No, it's not. It's Blue Christmas is what I'm thinking.
Please sing us a couple bars of that.
Well, I was thinking of Blue Christmas, which is an Elvis song that's been covered by Magnetic Fields, among other people. It's a great song. It's beautiful because it's mournful. And I like mournful. I like mournful holiday songs, like River by Joni Mitchell, like stuff like that, where it's like, hey, this is about how this season is supposed to, everything's warm, but it's actually, no, people have complex emotions still. So guys, feel free to have complex emotions.
Can I plug my spot? Oh, no, sorry.
No, go for it.
Plug it.
My Spotify Christmas song list.
Yeah, plug it. It's okay.
It's fine. I understand.
I'm sorry. But I'm very proud of it. It has Blue Christmas on it. It has like 200 other songs that are Christmas related that you might surprise you. I got everything from Elvis Presley to the Beach Boys to the Pretenders to the Pogues.
Oh,
Iggy
Pop,
that Pogues, Bootsy Collins.
That Pogues song is so good.
It makes me
what
cry.
What is the name of that Pogues song?
It makes me cry.
It's a long
Christmas
name.
In New York?
Yeah. Christmas in New York is a great Pogues song.
So
everybody should listen. Have you heard that song?
I haven't.
You should listen to it.
Okay.
It's fantastic
is
because
it
it's so
mournful one?
I mean, yeah, it is sad, but it's such a capture of, like, it's a working class capturing of what Christmas is
gotcha.
In New York, and
gotcha.
It's from the Pogues was 80s, early 90s, like proto-punk scene kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exceptional. It's a beautiful song.
Can't wait.
Look me
it.
Up on Spotify under the name Diagonalizable.
Diagonalizable.
And the playlist is called Christmas with 2 exclamation marks.
Ooh. It's that emphatic, guys.
Bruce Springsteen, Bing Crosby, The Ooh, Drifters.
Ooh.
It's really good, you guys.
It's so
I love my Christmas playlist. I actually listen to it all year round, but I get really excited about it this time of year.
We should figure out ways to listen to some smattering of Christmas music all year round because there is something that's just kind of warming about it, you know? Because it's too easy. It's easy to live cynically. Like, that's what we all do all the time because we're all smart enough and we're all connected to enough information that you don't really have another choice. So it's nice.
Aww.
It's nice to wrap yourself in a nice red velvet blanket with white, edging on
to
it and be
to
like
the mournful songs.
Yeah. Yeah. To think about like some other people aren't having a great day today, but I should be thankful. on that note, yeah, Kelly, thank you so much for being on again.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, thank you so much for listening. If you like this show, tell 5 people that you like it and tell them why. And the why can be as simple as they're dumb and it's just fun to laugh at them. That's fine. I don't care. I don't have an ego about this. I mean, it'll hurt my feelings. I'm going to cry, but it's okay. Yeah, but tell people. And you can also rate and review us on iTunes, etc., all those places. Subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher or Spotify or wherever that you consume your podcasts. Does Pandora do podcasts yet?
We do podcasts, including original podcasts.
Great. See, we need to figure out a way to get on Pandora because I don't know if we're there or not. But I will look into it
okay. So
that we're connected to that service because that's a good service. Yeah, and otherwise, like our social media, check out the Instagram at A Vague Idea Podcast or the Twitter at A Vague Idea Pod, or you can check out the Facebook group, the A Vague Idea Podcast online group thing, where we play Pomme ou Pomme de Terre online each and every week. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, and otherwise, hey, live your life, but try not to make the world worse. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Grolkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Space Boy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.